know, people were trying to protect their homes, putting their garden dogs. And I was not a strong fundraiser, but was kind of fearless. So I would, you know, open the gate and go in, you know. Dog or no dog, I would go. My experience, I met several times dogs, but they didn't do anything to me. Once I was ready, I mean, we had the magazine when we were fundraising. We didn't sell flowers or something. We had magazine about the church. It was like a fundraising and witnessing together. So I went in and nobody was answering. And then a big German Shepherd showed up. So I rolled one of the magazines, I punched him in the nose. He attacks me, you know. And then another one came out. I said, oh, well, okay. Yeah. So I just stopped. And then and these two dogs were around me and tried to nibble me. But so bit by bit, very slowly, I went out. And then as I closed the gate, these started to bark like crazy. Through this, I saw a lot of protection. And then another case, another one, it was a Great Dane that was at the front of the door. But then the kids were playing in the backyard. So somehow the Great Dane didn't move because the kids were moving, you know, there. And then the grandma came out, and then she was scared because she didn't know how to deal with the dog. So to go slowly and, you know, I mean, anyway. From my experience, I felt a lot of protection, but a few brothers were attacked by dogs. I didn't experience going to jail. You know, I got kicked out from buildings because in Italy there are big apartment buildings, and there is always someone, not always, but many times there is someone at the entrance that controls who's going in and out, you know. And somehow, many times I just could go in and not seen. Someone would call the person, and then we were kind of going up with the elevator. So no, you know, but I didn't have the experience. You know? Feather protection.
You never fundraised with any kind of product in Italy?
No, at my time, not. We just had this magazine, uh-huh. That was a church magazine, uh-huh. And because we were officially missionary of the Unification Church, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so then it was like a proof what we were doing, uh-huh. And then that what we were giving to the people that were.
Yeah, well, every country is different, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
How you do things.
Yes.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Can I go next? Because I need to find my wife.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.